He has to come to see it? Someone's wearing Aqua Velva. Who is that?
Right on the phone.
You buy a new phone for the place?
Okay, we're holding on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud by the two dots. Ein Ephraim and Nichsa Yisayimim Ela Min HaZiburis. We said in the Mishnah that whenever you're trying to collect from the orphans, the halacha is that you collect from the Ziburis and not from the Beinonis and not from the Edis. Boi Rav Achtaboi Bar Ami. Yisayimim Sha'amru, this that we said in the Mishnah, Yisayimim, an orphan, what type of orphan are we talking about? Are we talking about Ketanim? Are we talking about an orphan who's coming to pay his father's debts, who is a Ketanim, who is a Katan, he's under 13 years old?
Under or
Afilu G'dolim, what?
Under what?
Under Bar Mitzvah, or Bas Mitzvah. Are we even referring to someone trying to pay his father's debts? But the orphan could be older than Bar Mitzvah. He could be 20 or 30 years old when they lost the parent. What type of yosim are we talking about? So what's the suffix? The Gemara suffix is, do you say, Tekantahuda Avid Rabban Gabi Yashmi, do you say, we're making a takana to take care, to have mercy, to have rachmanis on the yosimim, and since we're just trying to have rachmanis on the yisayimim, so we only have rachmanis on ketanim. Ketanim avid rabbanan takana. For the ketanim, little children, that's hard, so then we'll have rachmanis. Like gedolim, if you're a gadol already, even though you lost your parent, but we're not going to make a special takana, lo avid rabbanan. Oidilma, or maybe no. Maybe, perhaps, the reason for the takana is a whole different reason. Again, we mentioned this yesterday. What's the reason why a Baal Chayiv is Goyva from Beinus? Midereis, really, a Baal Chayiv should only get Ziburis. But what's the reason why you could give Beinus? The reason is Shloi Tinel Dels Befnei Leiven. A Malva will not lend to a Leiva unless if every time he's getting paid back the ziburis, the junky stuff. So therefore we said that you should pay back the bainus. But the whole entire reason is because otherwise I won't lend you. But over here, Mishum Dle Masik Adait the Malva. The Malva will never think, oh, if I lend this 40-year-old guy, maybe he's going to have a stroke or a heart attack, and maybe he's going to die, and then I'm going to collect from the Yisayim, and then they're only going to pay me Ziburis. He won't expect it, and therefore it won't cause any Nilas Delas. So the Gemara explained, Mishum Dle Masik Adait the Malva, Demayis Leiva. The Malva will never think that maybe the Leiva will die. V'nafli nifli k'me yasmi, and then he won't get paid back from the Leiva. Rather, his Yarshim will be paying back the Havling Noel Delis, and therefore it won't cause any Nilas Delis. Hilkach afilu g'doylem nami. So if that's the logic, the whole entire logic is that I didn't think about it. Well, I won't think that even if the 50-year-old person died, and then he has a 20-year-old orphan, a 20-year-old yosim, I also wouldn't have thought about it.
What's the logic? Again, why would just why wouldn't you allow them? What's the logic? They're only for Katana, not for Yosef. What's the logic?
Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi for a second, and if that doesn't answer you. So Dr. Rashi, V'gabi Yasmi Achmua, Lav Adi Rav Akai, I said the wrong Rashi, Takanta Hu the Avid Rabbanon. There's a Takana the Avid Rabbanon, Lochus Al Yisayimim, Tev Rachmanus on the Yisayimim, Lahamidim Al Din Torah. Why are we having Rachmanus on the Yisayimim? To follow the Dereis of the Kalacha, not the Rabbanon of the Kalacha. Shehizet Harech Umoychers Az Ziburis. And what's the reason? The idea is that you're going to give him the junkiest stuff, and then it's going to be a big tircha. You know, if you selling, if you're giving the idis, and it's going to be flying off the shelves, it'll be very easy for the malva to sell it and recoup his money. But if you're giving him the buris, you know, he's going to have to go to one guy. He's like, nah, that's junky stuff. I don't want to buy it. And he's going to have to go around and be matriach a lot to buy it. Because there's no one to take care of them. So, Rashi explains is that if the Yisraelim are going to pay Benis or Idis, and then they're going to be left with Ziburis, and they're going to need money, well, it's going to be very hard for the Yisraelim to sell, because they're little children, they're under 13 years old, and they don't really know how to do business. If it's a real easy sell, it's like the new hottest item, so even the Yisraelim, you know, they'll be able to sell it. But if it's Ziburis that they're left with, it's going to be very hard for them. But once you're a Gadol, so even though, you know, you're an orphan, it's hard to see junk, but if you're an adult, you know, you got
junk. No one wants to buy junk.
So it is true that the Ketanim have apitropsim, but there's a general rule: people take care of themselves better than they take care of others. So even though we obviously Bezin tries whatever we do to help them out, but it's not a perfect system, and therefore now it is true for everyone. It's hard to sell junk. But the point is, if you're an adult, you're a responsible adult, you know, then we expect you to be able to do it. Lots of people make tons of money. You'd see all these junky properties in Newark, and there are lots of you that are making lots of money off it. You could do it. It's just harder. You have to know how to do it. So if you're a cut, then we don't expect it of you. If you're a gadol, then you do it, or then you're going to have to go ahead and become a shutta for someone, or figure out a way. In the Torah law, you become a gadol already when you're 13. Nowadays, maybe I would say someone's not responsible enough until they're 18 or till they're 21. But I'll call upon him. The first side in the Gemara is that we make a takana only for ketanim, but not for gdolim.
This is all stuff that the Yarsh
from
the fathers,
that
their own stuff.
Correct.
Right? Their own stuff, they wouldn't have
to. Right. Oidilma, or maybe, lav takantahu, maybe it's not a takana to have rachmanis, eladina have it. Maybe this is the din. Look, muhu adereisa. To go ahead and establish the real halacha, shedinei beziburis. Really, the ikar halacha is that a baal chayiv should always pay midiraisa beziburis. The time of my amridinei beinis. What's the reason why the Mishnah said midrabanon aloyv has to pay beinis mishum neilas delas? The reason is because we're afraid that next time the loiva needs a loan, the malva will refuse to loan it to him. Hilchach inami loy misakni rabbanon. Even if there's not a takana de rabbanon, even if we don't have the takana of our mishnah, the migdi miyasmi beninis, that if the father dies, then the children are going to pay beinus in kanilas delas. It won't prevent the malva from lending to them next time. The loy masik adaita hai malva, because the malva will think it's unlikely linol delas to say, oh, I'm not going to lend the guy money because maybe he's going to die. I'm going to have to get from the yarsh. And most people say, don't worry, I'm willing to take that risk. You know, everyone takes minor risks. You know, every time you get in the car, you're taking a minor risk. You know, there might be a car accident. The point is that people don't expect, you know, that the guy will suddenly drop dead or something, or suddenly an accident will happen. It's like an unlikely thing. If the reason is that it's unlikely that the person is going to die, then it doesn't make a difference if the kid is under bar mitzvah or the kid's over bar mitzvah. The point is, this is not a special takana, a special rachmanis. This is me'ikar adin. You're going ziburis because there's no reason to make the takana. So comes out the Gemara suffragist, when we learned until now in the Mishnah, when we talk about Yisraelim, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Yisraelim who are little children, or are we talking about the Yosim that lost their parents, but they're adults? So if you think about the second logic for a second, this makes sense by a Baal Chayv. When you borrow money, the whole entire reason is because of Ni'ilas Dalas. But let's say by Nezikin. Does the second side of the Gemara make sense? I mean, Bisham is the first side that you have Rachmanis on children. So even if the father was Mazik and then he dies, so then you'll have Rachmanis on the children, they could pay from Diburis. But on the second side of the Gemara, it's called Nilus Delos. Does Mazik have anything to do with Nilus Delos? Right? Mazik has nothing to do with Nilus Delos. So Chayr, this Gemara's second suffix would only be true by a milva. However, it would come out according to the second side in the Gemara that by a mazik a yasim would not pay a yasim would not pay his dibur, rather would pay ibdis. So even though it says in the Mishnah we always pay from yisaimim and as diburis, that's not really true according to the second side. Only by milva do we pay from diburis, but by mazik we don't do it. However, according to the first side. Let's say by a katan for someone who's a child who's under bar mitzvah, he would always pay ziburis. And taka, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, that's how we're going to paskin. He's going to say there's two types of orphans. By an orphan who's a katan, always pays ziburis. However, an orphan who is an adult, the Shulchan Aruch says only by milva does he pay ziburis. However, by mazik, then he will pay the full edus.
Why is the Shulchan Aruch possible by superstition?
Right. So again, so if he's a katan, then all across the board will always be again. So if you're a katan, if you're under bar mitzvah, so then all across the board we're always having rachmanis on you, and if you're always going to be ziburis. If you're an adult, then it depends on if it's talan ilas dalas, then you would. And if it's not talan ilas dalas, so I would say a mazik or a ksuva should not be. Right. Yeah. So if it's, you're saying unless it was written in otherwise, right? Ksuva anyway, right. Okay, but in general, if it would be relevant, the reason we don't talk about it is because technically Nezikin is Baal Chayv and Beinus. Ksuva is generally Tashma, the Tani Abaye Kishisha, Abaye taught. So the Gemara is going to try to be pushed at the suffix. Abaye Kishisha said, Yisemim Sha'amu Gidoilim Ve'ein Tzarech Lemer K'tanim. This that we say an orphan, we mean even an adult, and for sure a katan. Okay? So we answer the shiloh. The question was, were we talking about only children or even adults? And it says straight out, G'daylim, ve'ein tzarech loyma k'tanim. Yeah, there's a different one. So, Zok the Gemara, no, maybe you don't have a raya. Because Abaye wasn't necessarily going only on our case. V'dilma hani milu inyan shvuah. Maybe Abaye Kishisha was only talking about the halacha of a shvua. What's this halacha of shvua? So let's take a look at Rashi. The shvua, the inyan she'amru chachamim. The Chazal said, "Habal liparmi nichse yisaimim." If someone comes to collect the debt from their father from his children, lo yifra ela b'shvua. The halacha is he always has to make a shvua that it wasn't paid back yet. But few hoitzi shtar, and even though I have a document that says you owe me $100, and normally if you have a shtar, you don't have to make a shvua. Still, the halacha is whenever you're collecting from the children, you always need to make a shvua. Could let's say the father was still alive. The father that borrowed the money was still alive. The father could have said, well, if he knows he didn't pay, he'll just pay it back. But if he believes that he did pay it back, he could say, I believe I paid you back. And if now, even though you have a document, and therefore that's a raya kenegami, but fine, swear that I didn't pay you back, because I'm claiming I did pay you back, and just that and I forgot to collect the shtar. So we're not going to believe him, but at least that'll be a bari taina, and since he has a taina bari, he could make him make a shvuah that he didn't pay him back. And we say in shvuas memav, if the father was around and could say bari that I paid back, then the halacha is you have to make a shvuah. Bahasha non taninim bishvil yasmi. Now the yisaim can never say we for.
Hello, we lost him.
What it sounds like.
Yeah, we'll come back to call back in again. There's something wrong with the system, I think.
Hello, anybody there?
I just redialed, it didn't go through. It went through, but it's not catching on. It said the recording has started, just something's wrong somewhere. When I did it before, I called in twice, and then I waited, and all of a sudden it started coming in. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, and nothing's happening. I'm not sure.
We're back again.
Again.
Okay, we're holding
again.
On the last word on Nun Amud Aleph. The Hilchasos of the Gemara to answer the Safek. What's the halacha in the case that the father dies and he leaves Yisaimim or Ketanim or Gdailim? What's the halacha? The Hilchasos, Yisaimim Sha'amru. This that it said in our Mishnah, a Yisaim. Gedolim. Yasim means even a orphan who's a gadol, who's over bar mitzvah. Ein tzarich lomer ketanim, and certainly if he's a little child under bar mitzvah, bein l'shvua, bein for this first this other halacha that whenever you get paid back. You always have to, whenever you collect from an orphan, you always need to make a shvua. That applies even to someone over bar mitzvah, bein leziburis. And so too, the takana that we make about ziburis also applies to a yasin, which is both gadol and a katan. And again, we spoke out before, that's only by a bal chayv. But when it comes to a mazik, then it could be that it would only be by a katan, not by a gadol. Okay. Now we're up to the next chelek in the Mishnah. Oh, Mr. Rashi. Oh, sorry, the bottom Rashi. The gadol gabe mili the aviv kekaten hu. The gadol klapi the older child. An adult child klapi his father's business is like a katan because he doesn't know what's going on in his father's business. V'lo yada ipari avua iloi. An older child can't say bari, can't say, I know for sure my father paid back. How should he know? Aval inyan ziburis. However, when it comes to the special rachmanis of saying that you don't have to pay your ikar din derabanan of benis, rather you only pay ziburis, e malach, the time rishim dechasi rabbanu layu. It's only because the rabbanan had rachmanis, la midim al din tarahu, ktanim v'legdelim, and we only have rachmanis on little children, but we don't have rachmanis on adults. We expect the adults to be like an adult and maybe to do the extra tircha to sell the ziburis. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah, Ein nifram menechasa meshubadim b'makam sheyesh b'nei chayrin. The halacha is that if let's say Reuven lends Shimon $100, so then he's allowed to collect even if he sells the money, even if he sells his karka. Those are called nechasa meshubadim. I'm allowed to collect even if you sell your karka. I can still collect from the buyer. However, that's only true if there's no land which is left to the leiva. But if the let's say Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Shimon sold one of his two fields to Levi. So Reuven could only collect from Levi only if Shimon has no fields left. But if Shimon has any nechasim b'nei charen, he has any fields that are not meshubad, that he did not sell, they're all b'nei charen, then I can't collect from Levi. Right, so the chiddush is that let's say Shimon owes me because he's a mazik and he had an iddis land and he sold the iddis. Now Shimon's only left with ziburis. I have to, even though normally a mazik should collect iddis, but still over here he cannot collect iddis from Levi. Rather, he's got to collect the ziburis from Shimon.
There's not room for shtick there.
There definitely is, but you know, okay. So that's why your Beis Din has to be smart. And
why wouldn't you think that people do that? My question is like this. What happened if Ruvay the Malva, he bought land after, then also connected to the foreign? He was, after the Malva, he went and bought the land. Is that
That's an interesting. Right.
Dr. Harris wants to see us go Shiloh.
So there's two parts. If you bought land afterward, there wouldn't be a shibud if you sold it. However, while you have it, about the you owe me, Shimon owes me the money. So then obviously that's b'nei charen. Yeah, any money that you have, it doesn't make a difference. If I don't owe you $100 and then you have no money, then you win the lottery, I could collect from my $100 from that you have. As long as it's b'nei chayim, meaning as long as I lent you $100, you owe me $100, anything you have, it should be fair game. The only time when it gets complicated is if you don't have it, because you sold it off, when it's mishabadim, that's when you could start having your discussion. Okay, Zok the Gemara once again. Boy Rav Achta Boy Bar Ami B'Matana Hech. This halacha meshubadim. Is this only talking about when I sold it, or even if I gave it as a matana? What's the difference between a matana or selling? Takanta Hu Da Avid Rabbanan Mishum Pseidu Lekuchas. Is it because we feel bad for the lekeach? The lekeach that bought it paid good hard cash for it. Right, so now so let's say Shimon sold it to Levi, and Levi had to pay for it. Now I'm going to go take away the land from Levi, so let me tell you, do you know how long it takes for you to get the money back? It's not always such an easy thing, right? Obviously, why is Reuben collecting from Levi? Because Shimon doesn't necessarily have the money. Oh yeah, I'll send it to you, the check in the mail. So A, if he bought without Achrayas, then Levi's totally losing out. But even in the normal case that he bought it with Achrayas, and he's gonna get it back, but it's still called the Pseidu de Lekuchas. It's still considered a loss, because why did I buy the land? Obviously because I wanted the land, and I made certain plans, and whatever it is, and yeah, it's a whole mahalach to get back. So that's called Pseidu de Lekuchas. Good question. Avo matana, the luck of Pseidu Kufas by a matana. I didn't do anything to earn the matana. He just gave it to me. Then we don't feel bad for him, Loi, and then we didn't have that special takana, and then maybe Reuben could collect from Levi but before Shimon. I'm just going to point out, theoretically, you might have a bigger loss by a matana, because by a matana, you're not getting any money back. But by lekeach not. But fine, but the Gemara doesn't go with that svara. The Gemara says, by a matana, you didn't pay any money. Easy come, easy go. We don't make the takana. But by a lekeach, that we feel bad for him, and then we make the takana. Oy dilma matana nami. Maybe even by a matana, he loved the islay hanamine, lo yavle matana. There's nothing free in life. If you're getting a matana, there's probably a reason why he's giving you a matana. Sometimes you paid a lot more than just money for that matana. You've been helping him out for a long time. You paid in blood and sweat and toil. So he loved Islay Hanamine. Why did he give you a matana? Obviously he got enough from you. Lo yavle matana. Keep saying the lekuchas dami. And therefore it says, if you're losing out, and therefore the Gemara's question is, do we have this a rule that Reuben cannot collect from Levi even if Levi is a Mekabel Matana, or only if Levi is a Lekeach? So let's talk about, let's say, by a Baal Chayv. So a Baal Chayv usually collects from Beinus. So let's say Shimon sold to Levi the Beinus, and now Levi's only left with the Ziburis. So the question is, the Baal Chayv wants to collect the Beinis from Levi, so we have a special takana that you cannot collect from Levi, you have to go to Shimon. The question is, if Levi bought it, you cannot collect from Levi, but if Levi was only Makabel Matana, then that's the Gemara's suffix.
I can go to him before I have
yeah.
The divorce from the...
Right.
The
Baal. Correct. Zogt Rashi, B'matana heich, im shibud shel meshubadim halalu, if this shibud ain't a machmas mecher, it's not because Shimon sold it to Levi, el shenasnam b'matana, rather Shimon gave it for free to Levi, la'acha shalevim mizeh, after he borrowed the money from Reuven, v'shayer ziburis lefanav, and now there's leftover ziburis to Shimon, heich migvi me ziburis b'nei chayrin or me b'nei meshubadim. So then should I get the ziburis from Shimon, or can I collect the business from Levi? So the Gemara tries to bring a raya, but it's going to be a little complicated case. Until we get to the raya, we're just going to have to go through the case, then we'll get back to the raya.
In the case of the Jet Furious and Edis, then it's the budget.
Right, that. Yeah. Amar le markashisha breid rav chistel rav ashi. Tashma. We're going to try to bring a raya to the shayla of a matana. Tashma shchimera. Someone's on his deathbed. Sha'amar tenu masayim zuzaplaini. So we're going to be medayik later in the Gemara. Tenu sounds like a matana. Someone's on his deathbed, so you don't have to make any kinyanim. You could just talk, and that works automatically as a kinyan. So the guy says, tenu masayim zuzaplaini. So let's say the guy has $900 left. So he says, give $200 to Reuven, v'shalish meis leplaini, and $300 to Shimon, v'arba meis leplaini, and give $400 to Levi. So the guy in the deathbed says, give three matanas. Reuven gets $200, Shimon gets $300, and Levi gets $400. Ein oimrim kol kodim b'shtar zacha. We don't say, well, first I said Reuven, then Shimon, then Levi. We do not say that, because I can't say Reuven, Shimon, Levi at the same exact time. I have to go ahead and sort of space it out. But it could be I just went in alphabetical order. There's no significance of who I said first, who I said second, who I went third. That was just an example. But when you go in alphabetical... When you go in alphabetical... Okay. Anyways, so Ein Oimrim Kol HaKodim B'Shtar Zacha. We don't say whoever comes first comes first. So Lefikach Yotzalav Shtar Chayv. So now let's say after we gave away all my $900 to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then it comes out that I also had a debt of $200, who should he collect that debt from? The answer is Goyva Mikulon. He's going to collect from all three of them, because it's not like Reuven came first and then Shimon and then Levi. Rather, they're all lumped together. However, Avalim Amar Tenu Masayim Zizlaplaini. Let's say I said first, go ahead and give $200 to Reuven. But Acharav, and after you gave it to Reuven, Laplaini, then give $300 to Levi, to Shimon. The Acharav, and afterwards, meaning only if there's money left, Leplaini, give the $400 to Levi, then Oimrim Kol HaKodim B'Shtar Zacha. Then I wasn't just going in, just saying names in random order. Rather, I was saying B'Dafka, first Reuven, then if there's money left, then Shimon, and then if there's money left, then Levi, and therefore Kol HaKodim B'Shtar Zacha, whoever came first, he is Zeicha first, and then only then does the second guy collect. Lafikach Yatzalav Shtar Chayv. So now, if it comes out that I didn't have $900, because it's a Shtar Chayv, even though I had $900 in assets, but I had $200 in debt, Goyva Mina Achrin. So I take away the $200 from the last one. Inlay, in the case that the last one did not have. If it wasn't enough, let's say the debt was $300 and he only has $200, give him Michelle Funov. So then I'm gonna collect also from the one before him. Ainly, if it's still not enough money, give him Michelle Funov. So you go Bedafka in that order. So let's take a look at Rashi on the price, and then we're gonna get back to what the Gemara's Raya is from this case. Dr. Rashi. in Aimrim Kala Kaidim Bishtar, Tzava. We're talking about Tzava, like a will on a deathbed, Zachali Kadim Shla Yitlu Achrainim, El Masha Shire Rishin. Do not say that the last ones don't say, like we say at the end, that you only collect from the last one and not from the first one. Shem yechzer shelo yimtsu sham kol kach. Let's say even though I gave away $900, but I didn't have $900 to give away. Lo yenifsed arishin. Don't say that the first person will not lose out at all. Haloy aminan. The kivin lo yomer achrav upayin. Since I didn't make it clear it was achrav, and there's a specific order, lav dafka akdame. There was no reason why I put Reuben before Shimon. I can't say Reuben 200 and Shimon 300 at the same time, and we have to put one first. So whose name did I go first? I happened to put Reuben before Shimon, or I happened to put the A's before the B's. But the point is that there's no reason. We don't assume significance in a document of A coming before B unless you specify that there is clearly a significance to the order.
It's all words, right? It's not rightly. It's all
words. Oh yeah. Yeah, in a chami. But I'm saying it would be the same halacha. But you are correct that by shkamira, it's just the dibur of him. Yotzalav shtar chayiv al hameis la'achas shagavu elu. So after all these three guys got all excited, this guy got 200 from the maze, and this guy got 300, this 400, and then a bal chayiv came and said, you know, the shkamira actually owes me money. So now this is a little complicated. So A got 200, B got 300, and C got 400. Now the guys owe 200. How do you collect from them? Do you divide 200 by 3 and get 66 from all of them, or do you divide it proportionately? So Rashi is going to explain. Each one proportionately loses out. So let's think about it. So let's do the math. Let's say one guy got 200 out of 900, he got 2/9. The other guy got 300 out of 900, he got 3/9. And the third guy got 400 out of 900, he got 4/9. So then therefore the first guy's going to pay 2/9 of the debt, the second guy's going to pay 3/9 of the debt, and the third guy's going to pay proportionately 4/9 of the debt. So Baal Arba Meyas Nifsad Yosem Mikulan, the 400 guy who got the most loses the most. Shadin Lachzer Lachalik La'Acher Sheyifru Lozem Michalka Shalachamim. The halacha is that you could be chayzer and divide after you pay from his chaylik. Shem Yotzaleim Chayv Shalmana. Let's say the chayv was $100. Chol kanei say l'tesha. You divide the $100 into 9 portions. Yisham zeh beis chalakim. The 200 guy pays 2/9 of the 100. V'zeh shleisha. He'll pay 3/9. V'zeh dalet. And he'll pay 4/9. So it's all proportioned and it's all logical. However, in a case that you say acharav, even in the case that the guy collected the money before they gave out the matanas, and now the Baal Chayv already took his $100, and now there's only 800 or the 900 left. Have a rishon l'tzava koydim ligvus es hanimsa. So he's going to get his full amount. And the second gets his full amount. Then Vashlishi will get whatever is remaining. So Yafsit Samil, he's going to lose that. Vashanami Loishna. If there's not enough to collect the whole choy from the last one, then he's going to from the previous one, and so on and so forth.
Can we use LIFO? Last in, first out?
Yeah, correct. Okay. Fine. So now that we got that whole complicated case, now let's get. Fine. So now we got that whole entire complicated case. It's only a shchemira that said tenu. So the chayra, a case of tenu, is he's giving it as a present, right? Now, when he gave the 200 to Reuven, and the 300 to Shimon, and the 400 to Levi, now let's say the last Okay, so let's see the Gemara a little right. The Gemara is going to explain the proof. But af agav the kamla beinus, let's say I owed someone a bal chayv, so he should collect beinus. And I gave in the second part of the braisa that I said achra, let's say I gave the first guy the beinus, ubasra, and I gave the last guy ziburis. So the braisa says that we should collect from the last guy, but the last guy got ziburis. Right, I mean the last thing that was b'nei charin, the last thing that belonged to the owner, to the shchiv meira, the last ben charin was ziburis. So even though the kama is b'nei and basa ziburis, me ziburis gavi, still it's mashma from the braisa that the baal chayv should collect from the ziburis, from the last guy, and me b'nei that was given to the first guy, loy gavi. So even though l'chara this price is talking about a matana, and yet we're still saying that we take from the nechasim b'nei charin. Well, here there's nothing b'nei charin, but b'nei charin is the last remaining land, is the last remaining b'nei charin, the last sale, right? Anytime you sell less, so that was the last b'nei charin. So obviously, even by a matana, we make this takana. That even by Makabal Matana we make this takana to not be good from the Mishabadim, but Makamat there's B'nei Charin. Let's take a look at Rashi. Me Zibur is Gavi, me Basra, Kida Amran, the Kama Kadim. The halacha, the first guy wins, and therefore you're good from the last guy. But Amr Le, Kishanishtabdu Li Tchila, when the Shibud was to me first, and only afterwards did he sell or give to you a present to Shimon. And the rest is free. It's meaning, what is B'nei Charin? Free meaning it still belongs to the Shechem Meirah. So now, the halacha that the Baal Chayv is only supposed to collect from the stuff remaining to the Shechem Meirah, which is the second and the third land.
In the first case where he said he used all three at once, and the way they divvied it up was the Spain, and this Mahidis.
Yeah, so in the first case it wouldn't make a difference, because in the first case, even how they divvied up won't make a difference, then I'm going to go get your Ikadim, because it's like I gave all three at the exact same second. It just took me time to say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, but it's like I gave them all three at the same second, so then therefore they all became from B'nei Charin to Mishabadim at the same time. In the second case,
I didn't pay them.
Right, so therefore you get bananas.
So I go straight to the bananas?
Yeah. But yeah.
They were not force proportional?
Yeah, correct. I mean, you go straight to the bananas, and then they redivvy it up proportionally, but I just go straight to the bananas because it's all at the same time. It's only in this case, it's like you first sold or gave to Reuben, and then you gave to Shimon, then in Levi.
Well, I mean, now the guy that surrendered his bananas to the Pope can now be collecting the two
yeah.
Other people.
Correct.
You're saying in this case, because the Gemara says that you collect from the last guy, even if it's maybe not. I mean, who said it? Maybe that wasn't the case we're talking about.
So the general rule in learning Shulchan Aruch or Gemara is whenever you make a blank statement with no depends, then that means in all cases. So we said in all cases that I say first to Reuben, then to Shimon, then to Levi, I always collect from Levi. If it was true that it depends on if Levi's getting divorced or not, then the Brisa should have said, that's only true if this. So this is a general assumption is when you say it's stam, you mean in all cases, because if not, you should have explained yourself more clearly. That's Kol Gadol in Limud HaGemara, Limud HaShulchan Aruch. So therefore, that's the assumption. Now, sometimes we'll say, okay, Amad Dvar Mamur, Amar HaChamay Askinan, but as long as you don't say, you know, depends, then we assume it doesn't depend. Okay, so let's finish up Rashi. Amo B'matana Nami Amrinan. Obviously, even by a matana, ain't it from in the Chasim HaShubadim, Makam Sheish B'nei Charin. So the Gemara answers, no. Hachav mayaskin b'al chayiv. Over here, we're not talking about a case that I gave a matana to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We're talking about, I said give $200 to Reuven because I owe him $200. Give $300 to Shimon because I owe him $300. In fact, the Gemara of Tanuka Amar, it said give, which sounds like give as a present. Like the Gemara, no, Tanu B'chovi, give as payment. Give doesn't have to mean give as a present. Give can mean give to pay off my chayv. In fact, the Gemara, if that's true, that it's not a matana. If I'm giving you a matana, then it's happening right now. But if I'm paying you back, well, who do I owe first? Even though I'm paying all three of you, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, back on the same day, but it's quite possible that I borrowed from Reuven $100 in January, and I borrowed from Shimon in February, and then Levi in March. So, v'lechzi shtara d'man kadim. Let's see who you owe the money first. So it's not just on who you paid back first, but whoever had the shibud first, then he should be first.
No.
Even though it's a baal chayv, but whoever you pay, whoever you borrowed from first, you owe to him first. Right. Yeah. That's the Gemara's question. So why do we care what order you say it in? It should be.
You say it must be that a gift.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the Gemara's trying to prove. The Gemara's about to answer the question. The lek hashtara. Now the case is, we're not talking about that case. So you don't have a proof because the lek hashtara. In fact, the Gemara of a kol hakodim b'shtar kamer. I had said kol hakodim b'shtar and l'chayra. So obviously there is a shtar. Like the Gemara, no, we're not talking about the shtar of the debt. B'shtar pekadita. We're talking about the shtar of the will. The shtar of the shchiv mira. So it sounds like even though Shchiv Mira could do it orally, but I guess over here he, you know, didn't want fights to come out, and therefore it's a very smart idea to always write a will, and that way they won't fight. Oh, Dad said this, Dad said that. Make it very clear. There was a shtar pekata of payment, so there was no shtars of saying of when he borrowed from Reuven and when he borrowed from Shimon, when he borrowed from Levi. But the shtar, there was a shtar saying, give to Reuven, pay back Reuven, then pay back Shimon, then pay back Levi.
Is it the loan or no?
Yeah, so the Gemara is now being deicha that you don't have a raya to matana, because maybe we're talking that he was giving back as payment for a loan to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi.
So do we, what is Shtar B'Kadza making now? We don't have a date?
We don't know when he borrowed the money from Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, but we just have a shtar that says pay back Reuven, then pay back Shimon, then pay back Levi. But we have no clue when he borrowed from Reuven, when he borrowed from Shimon, and when he borrowed from Levi.
So, how is the fourth one coming and taking away from him? They're all about the same. How does he have a right to even take?
So the halacha of the Baal Chayv is whoever is the earliest Baal Chayv, he's allowed to collect first. So it could be the fourth one. So the fourth one, right, yeah. So even though the shtar that says payment, I mean, let's say I borrow money from you 3 years ago, and then I borrow money from these three, let's say this year, and I happen to like them. And I don't like you, so I decide to pay them back first. You can't do that. You could come with your document, say my document precedes yours, and you could say, sorry, Charlie, even though you paid them back, but I had the first lien. Okay. So you could have like a first lien, a second lien, a third lien, and the first lien will always trump. Let's take a look at Rashi before we get into the more complicated other answers.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Ask a question. When we talked earlier about a matana, is the Gemara Choser, is the matana actually a present, or now it's he does things because nobody does anything for free?
So now we're being Choser that we're not talking about a matana, rather we're talking about that you're paying back a debt. The Gemara assumed that we're...
No, I understand that. I understand that. Is matana different than a chov?
So the Gemara is saying now we don't have a proof. The Gemara was trying to prove that a matana is the same as a chayv, and now we're saying we don't have a proof, and it could still be that a matana is the same. And the Gemara is not going to end up having a proof. The Gemara is going to end up with the suffix that we don't know if the matana is the same as a chayv or not.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So let's see Rashi. V'lechzi shtara d'halva d'man kadim. Let us see the shtar of the halva. Who is it first? Amayaz linam baser d'kadim uma ocher d'tzava. Why are we going? Who I said to pay back first? Inam v'resha kili amar v'achav amay gav mekulam. Just go ahead by who had the first lien. So the answer is the leka shtar d'alva. By these three people, there was no shtar to show who had the lien first. The milval peh have it, because the milval peh, but rather it was written in the shtar pekadita, in the shtar of the tzava.
So now we are all dependent on the specific words of the shtar.
Right, so now it depends on what was written in the shtar pekadita. Did I say Reuben and then Shimon and then Levi, or did I just say pay Reuben and Shimon and Levi, and just means I can't talk at the same time, but they're all equal. Now the Gemara is going to give two other answers. You're going to have to help cup. It's a little complicated. The ibayis ema, or else you could say afilu matana nami. Maybe this case of the shchemira was talking in the case of matana v'loy kasha, and you still do not have a raya. My goyva min achrein ein nifsad ela achrein. Maybe you misunderstood. Again, what's the case? Let's try to get clear the case. Reuven owed a bal chay money. So Reuven owed the Baal Chayv, the Shchimera owed the Baal Chayv money, and therefore his Beinus was Meshubed. And then he gave away Beinus to Reuven, and then he gave his Idus to Shimon, and then he gave the Ziburis to Levi. So we were assuming that you collect from the last one, and what did the last one have? The Ziburis. So we're saying now, no, really you collect the Beinus from the first guy, from Reuven. The Braisa said you collect from the last one. So the answer is that that the last one doesn't lose. Meaning to say you collect the bainness from the first one. Then he says, well, but I come first, so he's going to go collect from Levi. Let's see in Rashi. Maybe he'll explain a little clearer. V'ibayis ema la'olam really ikama bainness. Let's say the Shchimera gave the first guy, gave Reuven the Beinus, Ubasra Ziburis, Mikama Gavi. Really, not like we assumed originally that in the case of Acharav, that I said afterwards that you collect from the last guy the Ziburis. Really, you take the field of Beinus from Mikama, the Shokodini. But loy amar b'matana ain't from in the chasam shibah makom sheish b'nei charem. Since it's a matana, we don't say that only the last guy has to pay it. Rather, the first guy has to do it. Umay goyva mena achron. So what does it mean if the brayza said you're goyva mena achron, and now you're telling me you're goyva mena rishon? So which one is it? Does the baal chayv collect from the last guy, from the first guy? The answer is in a nifsed ela achron. The last one doesn't lose out. The chinami govi mikama. Even though. Sorry. Umay goyva mena achron in a nifsed ela achron. Only the last guy loses out. The chinami gavi mekama, because even though the Baal Chayv comes and collects the field from the first one, from Reuven, chayzer al achar, now the first one goes on the last one, the goyva mimenu, and takes it away from him. The amr le, les lach l'meshko mekamai. Because it said in the will that I get first, and only if there's money left over, then Shimon gets, and then Levi gets. So the Baal Chayv taka collects from his actual halacha, from whoever it is, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. But then Reuven, Shimon, and Levi now have to go ahead and reevaluate and say, well, Reuven says, only after I got the full amount of the will, only then does Shimon and Levi collect it. So the first guy will not lose out, but he will actually lose the field that he got, if the field he had was the Beinus or the Idus, you know, depending on the case. So you have to help cut there. And the Ibayis Ema, and the simplest answer is, which is maybe similar to someone suggested before, the Shavu Cholula Dadi. Maybe the Braisa was not talking in all cases. Rather, we were talking in a case that I just had three Beinus fields, and I gave three Beinus fields out. But in a different case of a Ziburis, then maybe it would be different, and even though it didn't specify, we'll have to make an akemta. Dr. Ashi, v'ibayis ema, Dafka goyva mina achren ka'amar. You bedafka collect from the third guy and not from the first two people. And still you don't have a riot in the front. That all three karkois are the same. Oikulan benis, oikulan ziburis, oikulan idis. Doesn't make a difference. The point is, since all three is the same, so then therefore it would be obviously the most logical. There's no reason why you shouldn't collect from the last one. There's no reason to collect from the earlier one, and therefore that would not be a raya.
If he did have
tachyon
different ones, he could go to
Venus
and then the other two don't have any. He can't go.
But in the case that he had Venus, then maybe we would have the takana of the Mishnah, even by Matana. So the Gemara basically is giving three different answers that we have no proof, and therefore at the end of the Gemara is that we have no proof if the din of Tzedul Lekuchas is only by a buyer or if it's even by a Makabel Matana.
Right.
6:40. So we start same time, 6 o'clock, and we end 6:40.
Yes.
Okay. Shkoyach. Do I have to hang up? Or?
Hang on.